Hello, everyone. Today we are not going to really move forward very much today. I wanted to have mitakev on the inyan that we started yesterday, and that is the inyan of Tfila Betzibor. We're here at the bottom of page 243, Simen Sadi, Sif Tes. Okay, we talked yesterday about the different levels of Adifas we had. Obviously, Tfila Betzibor in the base Knesset is obviously the most important that we're going to come back to today. We talked about it in one hit. Can I get to a tzibur? The next test to do is daven at the same time as the tzibur is davening. And then last but not least, is to daven in a base Knesset. Even if there's no tzibur means following there, there's an onion to daven in a base Knesset itself, as the Mechaber brings down over here. One more thing before we move back to Tfila Betzibor is Morin Rav Aaron Evansol brings down over here in the Ha'aras on page 244, the first one on 244, he brings down over here. He says, even if you can't have a minion, and even if it's not in the base Knesset, he says, a minion, the Elam base Knesset, you don't have a minion, Afal Pichain, Odif Shiachid Mispal Biachid. You're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people together. You don't have a minion. You don't even have a base Knesset. It's still better for them all to daven together. Mishun the mitzvah, the Rabbi Madifa. They're still doing a mitzvah. At the same time, it's still a concept of Rabbi Madis Melch. The more people doing a mitzvah together, even though they're all davening their own private Shonese, there's not going to be any Kaddish to connect them or Borchu to connect them. Nevertheless, the Morina Rav still tells us that it's still better to daven all together. Now, going back to yesterday's Lashon we saw over here, as I hinted to yesterday, it sounds like from the Mechaber over here, Yishtadol Odom Lispal Beis Knesset, Ima Tzibor is like a hider ba'alma. It's like a nice thing if you can daven with the Tzibor, the Beis Knesset, that's great. And if you don't, okay, you don't, that's the Lashon over here, Yishtadol Odom, a person should try. Okay? However, it seems to be the Mechaber is Soser himself, because only a few lachas later, in our Simenta, Zayin, Yud Zayin, tells us from the Gemara in Psachim that if you're within a meal of a Beis Knesset without getting to lachas, I'll get to the lachas. We get there. In the Mechaber, you have a chiv to go to those places. If you have a chiv to go to the Beis Knesset, sorry, Chadom. You have to go to that place. You're within a meal of Beis Knesset. To Daven Mitzibor, you have to go. So what's going on over here? Over here, it sounds like, by us, it sounds like it's optional, it's a hiddur, it's a nice thing, it's a mylan tefillah, as opposed to over here, it sounds like over there in Simen Siv Tazayin Yud Zayin, it sounds like it is a chiyuv to daven with a minyan. Okay, so there are different poskim who deal with this on different levels, and there are poskim who hold that it is only a hiddur, but it's not a chiyuv ma'amish. I'll come back to that in 1 second, but there are a couple of poskim who are beferish that it is a mamish chiyuv to daven with the minyan. Listen to the words of Ramosha Feinstein or Chaim Chilik Beis. Simin Chav Zayin, Ramosha starts his tshuva. He's talking about over here, the Shaila over here is a Talmud Chacham who's learning all night long, and he doesn't want to get up from his limud to go daven in a Beis Knesset Marav. If it's going to interrupt his limud, is he allowed to do that? He'll just stay at home, okay? And daven b'yachidus, says the Ramosha at the beginning of the tshuva. Hinei lit palel ba'asara hu chiv mitzvah ala adam velo rak hidro mayel ba'ayma. Okay, it's feirish over here in the first words of Ramosha. It is a chiv to daven with the minyan. It is not only a hidr ba'alma. Not only that, he deals with the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It's a little bit complicated. It's cheshbon over here, but Rav Moshe, a couple of paragraphs later, in Dira Masel, ein ledaik lashon yishtadlo. He says, don't medaik from the lashon of yishtadlo by us in Sif Tes. Because he goes over there, basically, he says over there that just like a person, if it's going to be a base connect, it's going to be a big terech, it's more than a mil away. It's more than an 18 minutes away, so you don't have to go have a chiv to go to the base Knesset in that case. Okay? Most people over here live around places that have a shul, a minyan that's within 18 minutes. Okay? But says Rav Moshe, not only if it's just in terms of length, but in terms of tirchos, there's other things, there are other tirchos that a person could have that's not in terms of time, okay, whatever it might, they're sick. You have to be mashva tircha of what 18 minutes of traveling would be a tircha, and any other tircha that's not just traveling would also pot you from going to the minyan. So says Rav Moshe over here, the lashon of the shtadl tells you that you have to make your own cheshva. You have to be intellectually honest if this is going to be too much of a tircha for you to get to minyan. Therefore, he tells you yishtadl adam, don't make excuses. Says Rav Moshe, is even in a case where you might think you're potter, yishtadl adam, the person should get shy and make sure that he's intellectually honest, that he's not giving himself an excuse that he does not have to go to minyan. That's basically the Tamsis Dvarav of Rav Moshe, but Rav Moshe definitely holds that it is a chiyuv gamur to daven with the minyan. And if you have any suffix of what the Chafetz Chaim's opinion is over here, because it doesn't say over here, it could be that if you see over here in Dira Masli Yishtadel, and Sif Katan Chaf Zayin over Eliyasar Lispalo Beis Knesset, Says over here, he types a feeling yeshlo asaru beito yishtadlo beis kedas. What's the yishtadlo over here? The yishtadlo he types up over here is not davening a minion or not davening a minion. It's going on the beis kenesis, says the Chafetz Chaim. If you have a choice of davening in a minion in a beis kenesis or a minion in your house, yishtadlo on it to go to the beis kenesis because that's a ma'ilu ba'alma. Okay, it's not going on the minion. That dik fits very, very beautifully in the words of the Chafetz Chaim in the Torah of Beis. Torah Sabayis, you want any more clearer words, says the Chafetz Chaim. I've said this many times before. The Chafetz Chaim has other major, beautiful svarim that many people don't get to in the lives to get to. One of them is Torah Sabayis, which is a must for everyone to learn. It's a chizik in learning Torah for Balabatim. Okay, halavai we should be the way he describes Balabatim, the way he describes in the Sefer, but it's great chizik in learning. Over here, he happens to go on a tangent over here. He says like this, Vinei Chov Gadol and Page Pehe in my edition over here. It's in the middle of Torah Sabayis, v'nei chov gadol kolish likbot filoso shlosh pa'im b'yom beis medrash. A person has a chova to daven three times in a beis medrash. Daf kibarov amadrash melch shu chiyav midin ashochan arach va'poskim tami. Okay, it's a chiyav midin ashochan arach. He says he definitely understands the shochan arach held. It was a chiyav mamish to go ahead and daven with the minyan. Okay, now even those who hold it's a hiddur ba'alma, you have to understand that as opposed to other hidurim. Other Hidurim, when it comes to Ma'ilu Tefillah, it's nice that they... Over here, this Hidur is an etzem of the quality of Tefillah. Why? Because over here, the Gemara in Tainus tells us, Tavches, says over here that, and this is what we brought down, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down over here also at the beginning over here, that Tavches also, sorry, in Maseches Brachos also says the Tefillah of Rabbi, a tefillah of a tzibor is not nimas lefei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that the Gemara Tainus tells us, if you look at Rashi over there, that even if you do not have proper kavana in your Shemana Esrei, but you're davening with a tzibor, your tefillahs are going to be accepted up in Shemai. Masha ein kein, when you're davening b'yachidus, if you have proper kavana, so that's great. But if you don't have proper kavana, you don't have the tzibor to elevate your tefillahs, and therefore, if you do not have kavana, you're davening b'yachidus, your tefillah, and this is what the Rosh Yeshiva always is stressing so much, why it's so important to daven with the minyan nowadays. We have a very hard time mischabim in tefillah in general, and therefore you need the quality of the tzibor. You need the tzibor in order to elevate our tefillahs, in order that they're mischabel in the correct way. So even those who hold that chiyuv gomer, if you're not going to have kavana, then it's a chiyuv gomer because you're not going to have kavana. So what are you doing? Okay, your tefillahs are not getting said unless you have the quality of the tzibor in order to elevate your tefillahs. Now, there's a lot of shilas over here in terms of hilchos minyan. Okay. What's considered a minyan? And I want to get to a bunch of those shilas right now. But before this, I want to stress how much, once again, however you want to say it, it's a chiyav or not a chiyav. You see how important it is. Listen to the words of the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkotan Kavtes. Sivkotan Kavtes. You want to say you have an excuse not to daven? So look it over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Haino Shetash Kochol Ashenu Chola. So if you're an anus, okay, like you're sick in bed, okay, that's a good anus. Vimu anus mamon, if you want to tell me I have to go to work, I have an onus because I have to make money. Shemach masishtad lusalit palimit ser yavoladei hesed. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if by him trying to get to minyan, he's going to come to a hesed, meaning he's going to lose out money. Yachol yispal bebeis ob yachol, you're allowed to daven your house b'yachidus, ob beis kesef lo tzibor, to daven the shul without the tzibor. Aval, very importantly, mishum minyis revach, lo yimanam lispalim at tzibor. But if it's only not to gain profit, meaning you're not going to lose money, you're just going to lose out in a big business deal that you would have gained a lot of profit, not mutter to miss minyan, says the Mishnah Berurah. Dechilek yesh bi minyis revach, libin hafsid mikiso. There's a difference between not profiting versus not gain, not losing money. V'chein katav v'shev Yaakov. V'heir ala gomir zalmin miarlish habestin da'amr. Okay, listen to this. Shepam achas halach lebeis kenes. One time this Rav was traveling to the Beis Knesset to go daven mitzibur. Mutav betalos u'tfilin kedarko. He was in his talos and tfilin, ready to go daven in the minyan. U'poka bo adam echad, and a person came to him, she'olikor avonim tovos. He had precious jewels to sell him in order that he had a cheap price over here that he's going to sell him these jewels and he can make a big profit. V'ratza she'yelech imo lebeit. He said, I don't have him here. Come to my house. I'm going to give you, sell you these precious jewels for cheap, Rabbi. Vagon heshivlo. And the goat said to him, Shiyamtin achyavo beis. You wait here. I'll go daven. I'll be back in 45 minutes. And I'll come to meet you in your house there. Ubetoch kach, amongst his 45 minutes when he was waiting for the Rav, machron the acher, he decided. He found another client. And he sold it to him. Rubles, I guess. Okay? And this person made thousands upon thousands of rubles based on this investment. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'samach HaGaon Simcha Gedola. And this is not just the Mishnah, this is the Shev Yaakov being made about this from Zalman, from Hamburg. The Zalman of Hamburg was Sameach Simcha Gedola, Shehishlich Minegin Mamon Rav of Tfilo B'Tzibor. That he pushed away a profit of a lot of money in order for one Tfilo B'Tzibor. One Tfilo B'Tzibor, that's how Choshev it was in this Gaon Zayin. Obviously, this is a Nisayin, would be a tremendous Nisayin for anyone who's in the business world when they know they're about to get a great deal and all they have to do is miss one minion. Just 1 minute to make the deal. The Mishnah Berurah has made it in order for to marviach kesef. You have to go to minion. If you're going to lose out of money, that's a different story. Okay, so that's what comes out over here in Sefer Chavetz Chaim. Not Sefer Chavetz Chaim. Sher Shviras Lashon, which is the Mussar of not speaking Lashon Hara. In the end of Perek Sheni, the Chavetz Chaim writes 12 different reasons why one should go to minion. Okay, I'm not going to go through all 12. You can go through all 12 if you want. It's in Chelek Sheni. He goes, he says, over here. I'm going to tell you all the difference between davening biyachidus and davening in tzibur. He goes through many, many different things. Okay, but one is the one that I mentioned before. In the eighth reason, Amru Chazal in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Moes Bet Filas and Shal Rabbi Shenemer Helen Kibir Vul Lo Yimas. When you daven mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at every single bracha so carefully to make sure you're mechavi. When you daven yechidus, he's going to examine your tefillahs much more to see if you're really mechavin in your tefillah. And now he left those tests. Someone dives in his house and doesn't dive in Bitzibor, Kishimispal Bitzibor, Yeshto Baruchu, Ukdusha, the Amen, you hear Kaddishim, you get Kdusha, you get Baruch, you get all these tremendous things that you go dive in Bitzibor, which you totally lose out when one misses Minyan and he davens in his house. Okay? So those are all reasons to Mechazik. Mechazik, we try to learn in why Minyan, getting to Minyan three times a day is so important. Whether one is in learning, whether one is working in the business world, you have to make Minyan three times a day. Now, someone clocks into the shul, walks into Mincha, they start already. Is that considered Minyan? What if you start in the middle while the Tzibor is davening? Is that considered Tefillah B'Tzibor or not? So it's very unclear. The poskim deal with this a lot. How much a tefillah you have to say with the tzibor in order for it to be considered tefillah b'tzibor? Most poskim, you don't have to mamash. Start exactly the second. And obviously not end with the tzibor. That would be very, very difficult to do. Rav Moshe Feinstein, once again, in Chelek Gimel, I believe it's Simon Vav or Simon Zayin. He is, over there, he also once again writes that it's a chiv to daven with the minyan. And over there, he's very makel. He basically says, as long as you chopped in part of Shmona Esrei with the tzibor, that's still considered as you daven tefillah b'tzibor. As you daven tefillah b'tzibor. Okay? Others are medactic that you have to start, at least in the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, you have to start when the tzibor is still saying the first bracha, you have to hop in over there. So, same Rishama Zalman has, once again, like a middle shita. He holds, since the first three brachas are all considered like one big bracha, it's one unit, so long. So he says like this, if the tzibor is still within the first three brachas, meaning 10 people of the tzibor are still within the first three brachas of Shmona Esrei, and now you start, that's completely considered tefillah b'tzibor. Even if they're afterwards, then it's like a quasi tefillah b'tzibor. It's not a complete tefillah b'tzibor, it's a quasi tefillah b'tzibor. That's what Rishlomo Zalman writes l'maisa. Okay, so once again, you should try and dive in the whole Shmona Esrei with the tzibor. But even if you didn't get exactly the moment, it still might be considered tefillah b'tzibor. But what about, we'll see, some people will come very late and they'll start with the shliach tzibor. What's that? Okay, you start along with the shliach. Is that considered tefillah b'tzibor because you're davening with the chazan? So the chasam sofer said yes. The chasam sofer held you're davening along with the chazan. That's considered tefillah b'tzibor. Our rov poskim did not accept this chasam sofer. Lemaisa, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Reiner, Rav Nevinzal, all hold that's not considered. It's considered, like we said before, it's a tefillah ima tzibor. It's a milah. It's one milah, but it's not tefillah b'tzibor. It's not like you're considering like you're davening with 10 people. So don't think that you're doing exactly like. Similarly. Okay, if you have, a lot of times you're trying to gather a minyan of a minyan mitzumsam, you'll say, get six people, you're mitzari, four more people to daven with you. What's that? They davened already. Is that considered a minyan or not? So there are those, once again, who hold that would be considered tefillah b'tzibor. If you want to know who that is, the Minchas Yitzchak, Chavadas, also bring down that it would be considered Tfilat Tzira. That's a Ravadia. Hold it, is Tfilat. However, once again, Rav Moshe finds in Chelek Aleph, Simin Kof Ches, Chof Tes and Lamed, and also Rav Shlomo Zalman, both held that it is not considered Tfilat Tzibur. All it allows you to do is that it allows you to say Kaddish Kedusha. It's considered a meaning that you could say Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. You're allowed to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, but it's not like you daven with a minion. You didn't daven with a minion. All you said that you're allowed to say Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu. It wasn't like you, as if you davened with a minion. Okay, so those are important, some important inyanim over here in terms of what is considered Tfilah B'Tzibur and not. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, what about travel? You're traveling and you're going to the place maybe that's not going to have a min. Is this okay? Okay? Are you allowed to go to a place that's not going to have a min? So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Ein roi linsoa. It is not appropriate to travel to a place biyodim lamakom shem shamini if you know there's not going to be a minion there. Elin kain zelitzarech briut parnasa umitzvah. If you're traveling for health reasons, if you're traveling for parnasa, you have to go on business, you have to go on a business trip, places that there's not going to be a minion, or litzarech mitzvah, then it's appropriate to go to a place that is not going to be considered, that's not going to have a minion. But other than that, one is not supposed to go to a place that does not have a minion. Moreno Rabbeinu Harav did tell me though, okay, this is a very lamaish, a lot of times your parents are going to take you, they want to go on a family trip to some place that's not necessarily going to have a minion. So Renanso also told me that you're allowed to go, you should go with your parents once again, kibud aveim, that's what tzarech mitzvah, especially it's going to be a one-time thing, once a year maybe, you're going to go for a couple of days. If this is a constant underlying thing, then you should speak to a rav about it, about constantly going on trips, that is not going to have a meeting, but Baruch Hashem, you guys are going to get married very soon, and you'll have your own choices of when you're going to go on trips, and where you're going to go on trips. Amen. And without Hashem, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, there's so many places in the world that also have minyanim when you're traveling. One last thing is Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot and Lamed. What happens if you're davening a different Shmoneh Esrei? Okay, look at Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Lamed. Yichavin lipel v'dafkim trichalam yelsel la'asof asar. Mashu avodas yelim daftal and abezim sechzav rozar di mispalu musaf. B'shash at Sibur mispalin shachris. If you're davening most at the same time as the Sibur is davening shachris, lo mikri b'shash at Sibur mispalin. That's not considered that even at the same time that Sibur is davening. He's talking about over here a case where you're in your house. Oh, I'll daven at the same time as the Sibur. I'm going to daven most of the daven shachris or the opposite. That's not even considered tefillah imat Sibur because you're not doing what the Sibur is doing. That he does if he meets Paula, I mean, basic Gnesses, but if you're in the same shul and you're davening Shachris and they're davening Musaf or vice versa, Mikri Tfilas Hatzibur. It's considered Tfilas Hatzibur. Once again, if you look and say for Yishe Yisrael, Perichas Oslam Ches, he says it's not Kavan over here, it's Tfilah Bitzibur. It doesn't mean that you're davening Mamish in a minion. Rather, that is the next icing. That's a nice thing they're davening with the Tzibur, but you're not davening Bit Tzibur over here. It is this less mila of davening Bit Tzibur, as we talked about yesterday, the difference between davening Ima Tzibur and Tfilah Bit Tzibur. Ad Kan for today on Hilchos Minyan.